A young mocker refuses to listen. Why do children become young mockers? Because they learn it at home. As a rule, that's where they learn it, at home. Good people enjoy the positive results of their words. Now then, if you're a good person, you're a godly person, to be a good person, and you will learn to speak positive words, and you will enjoy the results of your words. I mean, it just makes my day when I speak to a woman that was so heartbroken last Friday at Hillcrest and told her that the Lord would have her son call her. And she hadn't heard from him in two years. And just in a matter of hours, after I spoke those words, God had that boy call his mother. Isn't that amazing? I love to speak those kind of words and see God honor my words. Don't you? So learn to speak. Good people enjoy the positive results of their words. I love it. Do you think it made that mother happy? Obviously it did. She called Cheryl today and told her how happy she was because her son called her. But I mean, I don't know how many times we've done that in life. I've seen that happen over and over and over. Ty and Cheryl, especially Ty, he was one that was locked in on that. You know, he'd tell Cheryl. He'd say, you know, old little John Doe, you know, I hadn't heard from him in a while. He said, look up and say, you know where he's at? She said, no, I hadn't heard from him either. He said, Lord, have John call me this afternoon. And nearly every time when Ty would say that before the day was over, that man would call. He said, you know, and he calls, I really don't know why I'm calling you, but I just felt I needed to call you. Isn't that amazing? It's amazing what we can do with words, isn't it? Some people never even think about this. We fuss about things instead of speaking positive words. When you speak positive words, what does God do? When you speak them in faith, He makes them happen. That's exactly right. Good people enjoy the positive results of their words, but those who are treacherous crave violence. There's some people out there that want to die. They don't care if they die. They just don't know what's going on. I mean, good people enjoy the positive results of the words, but those who are treacherous crave violence. They want to get in trouble. I mean, it's amazing. Verse 3 and 4. Those who control their tongue will have a long life. Ooh, is words powerful? Your tongue, when you learn to control it, those who control their tongue will have a long life. You think it's important what you say? Very. I mean, one of the other Proverbs, Proverbs 18, we'll get to it sometime in chapter 18, but verse 21 in Proverbs 18 says, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And every person shall eat the fruit of their tongue. Just like Proverbs chapter 13, verse 3, those who control their tongue will have a long life. Do you want a long life? I suggest we learn how to control what comes out of it. Don't you? If you say the right things. And see, we don't understand that when the enemy comes upon us and we're put to the test and symptoms come upon us, many of us yield to the symptoms. I mean, it's just amazing how many people do that. That you don't feel well. Something happens. And you never think about saying, Lord, if I committed a sin, I repent. Lord. And you promised me if I repent of my sins, you'd heal all of my problems. So, Lord, thank you. It's done. And then get up and go do what you want to do and forget about it. Trust God. But, you know, we don't do that. Some kind of symptom comes upon us. Some kind of bad feeling or whatever, you think, well, I wonder what's wrong with me. And then you start trying to figure out what's wrong with you. And then you start saying all these things. Well, I wonder if I have this, or I wonder if I have that. You know, or these symptoms are coming upon me. You know, I mean, and first thing you know, you think, well, I better run to the doctor and find out what it is. So you go to the doctor and spend $10,000, and they don't find nothing wrong with you. So you go to another one. And over there you spend $20,000, and they don't find nothing wrong with you. But the symptoms are still there. So you go to another one, and they finally say, well, I think we ought to do exploratory surgery. How many people do I deal with that fit the criteria I'm talking to you about right now? and they're Christians. They just can't stand on God's mighty word. They just can't trust Him. They just won't do it. Those who control their tongue, they're saying the wrong thing, so it's bringing forth a short life. A quick retort can ruin everything. If there's anything that we all need to learn to do, when somebody says something to us, and especially us men, because our brain don't work quite as fast as you girls do, we need to think over what y'all say to us at least an hour or two before we answer. Sometimes a day or two. I mean, really let it run. And if it's something really critical, instead of your wife make a statement, you just immediately jump down her throat. Usually you do the wrong thing when you do that. You know that? So we need to say, let me think about that, honey. You know, think about it, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour or something, and then come back, and then give her your decision. Don't come back with a quick retort, especially if you're a man. Now, if you're a woman, you can think a whole lot faster than we can. So, but even y'all need about 5 or 10 seconds sometimes. You girls need a little bit of time, too. But when y'all need 10 seconds, we need 10 minutes. You know, so that's kind of the way it is. Those who control their tongue will have a long life. A quick retort can ruin everything. Lazy people want much, but get little. But those who work hard will prosper and be satisfied. Is there anything wrong with hard work? You notice how God demands we work hard. If you want to be satisfied and be prosperous, He demands you work hard. You know, so if you think you can go to work for somebody and do as little as possible and be blessed by them, and you think, well, I know they're going to give me a raise every 6 months because I deserve it. But you're late for work 3 times a week, only 15 minutes at a time to start out with. But then you're an hour late, or then you don't show up at all. And that needs to be overlooked. You know, I mean, I just didn't feel well today, so I didn't come in. Now, ain't many people going to put up with that long, is there? No. Be early as a Christian. Be early and on time. If you've got a schedule that you're supposed to be here at a certain time, be on time. You know, don't be late. Be on time. And then work hard when you're there. Do a good job. Don't ever be late. A lazy person wants much but gets little. That's the way it is. But they don't ever get it. They may want it, but they're not going to get it because God is the one that releases it or withholds it. But those who work hard will prosper and be satisfied. Hey, I don't have a problem. I've seen a lot of guys say, I'm not afraid of hard work. I can lay right down beside it and go to sleep anytime. But that's not me. I mean, I am not afraid of hard work, and I certainly don't lay down beside it. I can get in there and bust it 16 hours a day if I have to and get it done. I am, because I know what God says in this book, and I want to meet His criteria because I want to be satisfied. And I am. Praise the Lord. I am perfectly content with everything I have. I have no problem. He has blessed me with everything in the world I need. I don't have a need for nothing. Isn't that wonderful to not have a need for nothing? Nothing. I mean, I'm blessed. I got a car, I got a house, I got a wife, I got children, I got grandchildren. I don't have a need for nothing. You know, got food on the table, you know. Go open the refrigerator anytime I want to, any time of the day or night, and there's something to eat. You know, I don't have to wonder where my next meal's coming from. Got a little bit of money in the bank, too. I'm not broke. Got a little. You know, so, hey, I got everything. Yeah. But it didn't happen by being lazy, does it, John? No, it happens by working hard. But those who work hard will be satisfied. That's okay, go ahead. Those who are godly hate lies. Now, we shouldn't. Does God hate lies too? Yes, He does. So if we're godly, that shows our attributes are the same as His. We should never tell a lie under no circumstances. In fact, I had a man tell me yesterday, he said, if you will get a man to call me and tell me he's going to do something, then I'll let you have this equipment. I said, but that would be a lie. He said, well, it don't make any difference. Just have him call and say that he's going to do this, and then I'll let you have the equipment. I said, no, I will not. I said, no, I'm not going to do that at all. And so I didn't do that. And so the man said, well, I'm sorry, I can't let you have this equipment then. If this man does not, if he doesn't call me and tell me this, I said, well, if I have him call you and tell you that, then I got to let him install this equipment. And I said, I can't, I'm not going to do that. So he said, well, then I can't sell you the equipment. I said, okay, no problem. So without explaining a long ordeal to you, I went to Dallas and checked somewhere else and found the same equipment, and saved $1,000 buying it down there. Isn't that amazing? Three heating and air conditioning units for this building, brand new ones, and I was buying them at a wholesale supply house, but God withheld that from me and wouldn't let me buy it because he knew they were too high, and he had me to go to one of my old vendors down in Dallas, and those three units saved $1,000 on those three units. Isn't that awesome? But see, the devil tried everything to get me to do something wrong. Now see, if I had have listened and thought, okay, I'll have him call, he can tell you this, and then I'll tell him I bought it, but I ain't going to let him install it. And that would have been a lie. And then the devil would have had me right where he wanted me, see. Plus, I'd have spent that extra $1,000, and no telling how many more thousands that would have cost me before it was all over. But I ain't going there. I'm going to tell the truth. I ain't never going to tell a lie. And out of that, being honest and doing it right, the Lord saved us $1,000. So I thought, wow, Lord, you're so great. Those who are godly hate lies. I hate lies. I don't like nobody to tell me a lie. If they tell me they're going to do something, I expect them to do it. And I'll tell you what, I'm a little bit lenient. But if you do me that way two or three or four times, it's going to come to where I ain't going to believe nothing you tell me. You tell me you're going to do something, you don't do it. Okay, the first time, second time, third time. Oh, by the time we get to the fourth time, forget it. You come to me and say, I'm dying. I got to have something. I said, forget it. Go ahead and die. Go ahead and die. You know, I ain't going to help you. I'm serious. You know, if you burn me three or four times, God will do the same thing. You know he will? Guarantee he will.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.